If you'll just say a quick prayer for me interiorly. I'm at the tail end of a cold and my voice has to get through this mass. I almost called Deacon to pinch hit for me yesterday. I was worried I wouldn't get through it. Every once in a while when we're reading sacred scripture, even if we've read a passage dozens of times, something all of a sudden jumps out as, oh my gosh, I can't believe I never noticed that before. That happened to me in reading today's gospel, the very end where it says, when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him to do. Not as the angel of the Lord suggested or recommended or asked of him, but commanded of him. My brothers and sisters, we can be quite certain that from this moment until the very end of his life, Joseph never gave in to or even entertained the slightest doubt or fear or worry that he would be able to accomplish all that God asked of him in regards to Mary and Jesus. Because now he knew that it was God's will for his life, and because he was profoundly humble. What is the relationship between humility and accomplishing God's will in our lives? Why is it that those people who are most humble of heart most trustingly do whatever God asks of them? Before we get to that, let's take a quick look at the humility of St. Joseph. Growing up, my entire childhood, till the present time, I'm 31 years old now, every time I've heard this gospel read at Mass, inevitably the same thing is preached, whether it's a priest or deacon. They say, you know, Joseph, he just thought Mary was guilty of adultery, so he's going to take off and leave her. And I always thought, well, you know, the priest knows best, so you just trust what he says. But from my earliest childhood, there was a discordant note in my soul every time I heard that. I thought, really? Could Joseph really think that Our Lady would do such a thing? And I remember getting to the seminary and having the opportunity to do some advanced studies. I wrote my dissertation on Our Blessed Mother Mary. But in order to do so, I had to thoroughly study all the scripture passages that referred to her, and including this that pertains to St. Joseph. And I was surprised when I found that from the very beginning of the history of the Church, numerous fathers and doctors and saints and theologians up to the present time have taught the exact opposite about this passage. Even the likes of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the angelic doctor St. Thomas Aquinas, he says, Joseph could have never thought that about Our Blessed Mother Mary. It's absurd to think so. Then I'll give you the three reasons they posit. The first, the holier a person becomes, the easier they can intuit the holiness of another. So the more we grow in a life of sanctity, the more we see sanctity in other individuals. And they give the example of St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist, arguably the holiest man who ever lived. Our Lord being God himself, so not in that number. The holiest man who ever lived. When Jesus goes to John in the Jordan River, when does John realize that he's the Messiah? It's only after he baptizes him. Remember, because that's when the dove comes down from heaven and descends upon him, and John knows that he is the anointed one. When our Lord approached John and asked to be baptized, what did John say? It is you who should be baptizing me. He did not know in that moment that Jesus was the Messiah, but he still knew that the man in front of him surpassed him in holiness. The holier a person becomes, the more they see holiness in others. St. Joseph, probably after John the Baptist, is number two in holiness of all the men who've ever lived. And Our Blessed Mother Mary is the greatest saint of all time. Is it really thinkable that he could have known Mary and believed her to be capable of doing such a terrible deed? Number two, they say in this passage, it says Joseph was a righteous man. The term righteous for the Jewish people is synonymous with just. Joseph was a just man. What does it mean for the Israelite people when a person is just? There's a twofold meaning. One, a just person is one who fulfills the law. And the more perfectly a person fulfills the law, the more just they are. So Joseph, a just man, fulfilled the law in all things. Do you know what the teaching of the Jewish people is or was? when a husband found his wife guilty of adultery, what was the sentence she was to receive? Stoning, being put to death. Joseph, the just man, followed the law, and yet he did not have Mary stoned because he did not believe her guilty of adultery. If that's the case, then why was he still going to leave her? What is the second meaning that the Jewish people understood for the term just? It's the exact same meaning that we still have today. Someone who is just is a person who gives another their due, gives a person what they deserve. And this leads to the third reason why these great saints, doctors, and fathers say that Joseph could not have thought Mary guilty in that way. They looked at today's gospel. And if you just read it straight through, it's amazing what we find. And actually, if you want to pick up your books and look at it yourself as we go through this, it says right at the beginning, Mary was found with child through the Holy Spirit. It doesn't simply say Mary is found with child, but she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. So who would have been aware of that? Of anybody, Joseph. And maybe she shared it with Elizabeth and Zechariah, perhaps a few other close friends, but at least Joseph. And then what does the gospel go on to say? Therefore, Joseph, since he was a righteous man, a just man, and therefore wanted to give Mary what she was worthy of, decided to divorce her quietly because he knew that he was totally unworthy of what was taking place in her life. He realized that God was accomplishing something extraordinary and she deserved better than he could ever offer, which is why the angel had to come and command him. And then we go to the next line. And this is the line where people trip over a little bit. The angel says to Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. We read that as if it's an explanation. Like the angel is explaining to him, you know, because Mary, that's really not, you know, someone else's child, it's a child of the Holy Spirit. But he already knew that. The gospel said Mary was found to be the child of the Holy Spirit. So we have to remember that we're reading a translation. In the Hebrew text, there is no punctuation. So there would not have been this period there. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, period. The most literal translation, the most accurate according to tradition, is to make that period a comma. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, even though it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. Yes, Joseph, this is totally beyond you, but it is still what is being asked of you. My brothers and sisters, anything that God asks of us in our lives, anything that pertains to our vocations or our state of life, He will give us the grace to accomplish it. And we should never fear that we would be lacking that grace. And why is it that those who are humble of heart trust this most fully? Because those who are humble know that they're not capable of doing anything except by God's grace. And so the humble person doesn't say, well, you know, the Lord asked me, so I'm going to be able to do it. No, the humble person says what St. Paul says. I am capable of doing all things in Him who strengthens me. We don't realize it, but when we give in to anxiety, the doubts, the fears, the worries about our lives, there's a lack of humility there because we are focusing on ourselves and on our own strength. And of course we can't do everything that God places upon us. We need His grace. It is upon Him that we should rely. We ask St. Joseph to help us to grow in trust, but to also believe that with God all things are possible.